Club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, and the headlines are all about cricket, MG.
They are.
With Indian captain Virat Kohli, before India have even landed on our shores for the upcoming Test Series, he's fired shots, MG, jumped on his high horse.
I've been completely okay with playing without an altercation. I'm very happy within my own space. So, on a personal level, I don't find the need to go and find these things anymore. I mean, I have enough belief in my ability that I can play without a reason to pump myself up. And those are very immature things that I used to feed on. In my early days of my career.
Oh, good joke. He's a comedian.
This is a man who's been fined for giving the crowds the finger.
You know what? I actually love the way he plays.
Yeah.
I think he's great for world cricket because he's got character. You know, and Mitchell Johnson, who was retired, come out with a Pinocchio emoji and said, come on, man.
Virat used to blow kisses at Mitchell.
But Virat is the man you pay money to go and watch.
You're right. Well, we are going to speak to Brad Haddin, who in his career wasn't afraid of exchanging pleasantries on the pitch. So he's also part of the Australian coaching setup. There's a T20 international happening on the Gold Coast tomorrow. We're going to speak to him in about 5 minutes' time. MG, racing royalty.
Yes, we've got the, if Gay Waterhouse is the queen, we've got the princess.
Girl team's very own Emma Freeman. She's going to attempt to restore some pride in our best bet segment, MG, because it's not been going well.
And one of my favourite segments in the show, Fill in the Blanks. Blankety Blanks comes back for a Friday. And just a quick shout out to all them kids, and one of mine as well, who had their year 12 formals last night.
You're a very proud father, weren't you?
They're about to go to schoolies tomorrow. Enjoy yourselves, have fun, and love the one you're with.
Absolutely, and always just take care.
Yeah.
Look after your mates and be safe. But up next, MG, we're going to go in camp. We've heard a lot of talk from behind the scenes of cricket in Australia.
We have.
A lot of talk at board level and all the rest of it. We're going to go in camp with the Australian T20 side because Brad Haddin joins us next. Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wallabies and Socceroos team announcements coming up. Before we go off air tonight, MG, we've got to check in on our Aussie, Martin Boyle, the Scotsman. Sorry, mate, I put the wrong microphone up. The Scotsman, Martin Boyle.
Yes.
The man who'd never set foot on Aussie soil.
Marty.
Yeah, sorry.
Marty McFly. Yep.
Boyle dog. To see whether he's going to get a Guernsey for the Socceroos in their game against South Korea this weekend.
Well, there's six subs, so he's a big chance.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, lots and lots of cricket going on today. Sheffield Shield underway. Moses Henriques has made a cracking 150 today against Queensland and the Sheffield Shield. That game's being played in Canberra at the moment. So opportunities for the upcoming summer against India for players to plant a flag in the sand and declare that they want to be part of this Aussie Test lineup. But Virat Kohli has come out today with some interesting comments ahead of their team arriving in Australia, and we wanted to get the thoughts of a man who knows what it's like to
play against him.
Yeah, play against him, but also exchange a few verbals. I reckon Brad Haddin would have had a conversation on too. Joining us from the Gold Coast, where the Australian 2020 team is set to play a one-day international against South Africa but tomorrow night for the first time at Metricon Stadium. Brad Haddin, Hads, I bet you wish they used to play games on the Gold Coast back in your career.
Yeah, very true. I've just been walking down to get a coffee, and I definitely wish we had games here in my career. But no, it's an exciting time, new format. Bit of luck, it brings a change of luck for us, so we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's because of Melba's. You wish you were there. I'm the same. Wish I played for the Titans. Hey, Hads, there's a host of Shield games on this next few days. Obviously, there's someone who's going to put their hand up. Who do you think in the next couple of days we're going to say this guy could be in the Test team in a couple of months?
Yeah, good question, MG. They've got a couple of Shield games now to the first Test. And I think for the first time in a long, long time, there's a lot of batting spots up for grabs. I've just seen Moses Henriques has thrown his name back up in lights with a 150. Travis Head continues to improve. He got an 80. So, yeah, there's guys and got Renshaw and Labuschagne about to have an opportunity on a good wicket in Canberra as well. But we just need these guys starting to put some big numbers up.
Now, is it Labuschagne? Now, we've been saying Labuschagne. How do we officially pronounce this man's surname?
Ozymandias, he calls himself. All right.
Well, Ozymandias taking, he's obviously playing for Queensland today. He'd be a bit nervous, wouldn't he? Because your New South Wales side had, how's the bowling attack? Pat Cummins, Mitch Stark, Josh Hazlewood, Nathan Lyon. Surely there's got to be a rule somewhere that that is not allowed in Shield cricket.
I actually would be the other way. I'd see it as a great opportunity. You can put some big numbers up with a test quality attack like that. It's only got to hold yourself in good stead for selection. And that's what we want guys doing. We want them scoring runs against the best and doing it consistently. So 140 or a big 100 against that sort of attack, mate, that can only help with selection. And that's what we need to see.
No secret, the current Aussie team, Hads, is under the pump. And you know yourself, success comes from confidence and team morale. And how's the morale at the moment within the camp?
Obviously, the boys are desperate for a winner, as we all are. But all the processes around training and things like that, we're challenging them a lot to get better. We're putting them under pressure. So we're hoping we'll start to see the rewards coming in the next few months.
Now, Brad, I'm not sure if you've seen the comments from Indian superstar Virat Kohli, but he's claimed that he wants a...
He's seen them. He's seen them.
he's claimed he wants an altercation-free summer when the Indians come to Australia. He's jumped on a high horse pretty early on, Ads.
Actually, that horse is called Troy.
Yeah.
It's that big.
It's a massive high horse he's jumped upon. Given this man's reputation and given, I mean, you played against him, do we expect Virat Kohli to remain silent throughout the summer?
I tell you one thing with Virat Kohli, he's obviously world-class and he's a competitor. And the one thing I think the Australian public enjoy with him is the way he's out in the field, that competitive edge he has and that real passion to win. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. It's interesting with batters like that because sometimes the best form of attack with them is silence.
Yeah.
Because it sort of gets them into the game. I found that hard to do.
Looking so forward to this game on Sunday. So tonight, after training, I'd expect you to go straight to bed about 8 o'clock and have a nice night's sleep, okay?
Mate, you've got problems if you're thinking that's going to happen. No, that's exactly what I'll be doing.
I can see your nose now, Pinocchio.
No, I'll have a quiet night and
good boy.
Make sure I'm ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, good man.
Tomorrow, the first T20, the international T20 of the summer, Australia taking on South Africa at Metricon Stadium. It's going to be an absolute fantastic spectacle to see international T20 cricket.
T20's taken over.
Very quickly, Hads, before we let you go, we know you're a proud New South Welshman. Have you been in touch with your fellow statesmen, Steve Smith and Dave Warner? Do you stay in touch with those boys as they're making their way back to cricket?
Yeah, I had a chat to Steve the other day. He seems to be going right. It's going okay. He's got a couple of months left on their suspension, so I'm looking forward to when that's over, they come back even bigger and better than when they left. So, they're all good by the sounds of it.
And he reckons he's bowling pretty well.
I believe that when I see it.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's like AB when he's captain. He say, give me the ball, I'll bowl. Well, left arm shit.
No, he has got a good leggy. I used to say to Steve, he had one good leggy in him. He just didn't know whether it was going to be in the sixth ball he's bowling or in 6 months' time, but he always had a good leggy.
Brad Haddon, we appreciate your time and best of luck for tomorrow night.
Go on, you buddy.
Thanks, boys.
I rest easy, EMG, knowing that Brad Haddon's got a hand in the Australian cricket team. Whether it's in T20, Test cricket, he's a great fella who plays it in the right spirit. He's aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's a larrikin. He's a bit
of
a larrikin.
I love the way he went about his cricket, so I'm pleased that he's in the coaching setup.
What about that, like captains, when they just think they can bowl?
It's
because I'm captain, give me the ball.
It's a captain's prerogative.
I remember AB used to do it all the time, and like he used to walk in, he'd go, man, I was 14, I reckon I could hit him for 8 sixes in and over. Because still would have been no balls.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Hey, we have got a prime time horse racing star to give us our best bet for this week. So we have dragged it up the order. It's coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG's best bet.
Get your pens and pencils, people.
It's the Grill Team's Emma Friedman. God, I hope she can find us a winner.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Come on, Eddie, it's Friday, brother.
a very special flashback coming up, MG, in about 6 or 7 minutes' time. It's been 13 years to the day since
Aloisi!
One of the biggest events in the history of Australian sport, that John Aloisi penalty. We'll have that flashback for you in about 6 or 7 minutes' time.
That's funny because Charlie just said before the show we're doing a bit of a prep. And
producer Charlie, who wasn't alive
Charlie,
13 years ago,
and he said
when
that
the
was probably
the,
one of the best sporting moments ever. And I said,
he was four. How could he tell us that it was?
Well, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
He's 23, mate.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking for that generation it would have been because I remember watching it going, wow, but for my generation it was the America's Cup.
Yeah. No, I remember.
And every generation's got their own sport. Like also, look at Wentz at the moment.
We'll get to that in about 6 or 7 minutes' time, that penalty flashback coming up at MG next Thursday.
Yes, this is our second last Friday of the year. We want to thank all our loyal listeners for listening to the Rush Hour with us this year in our first year on air. We really appreciate your ears from 6 to 7 each night. So we're going to have a little bit of a celebration next Thursday at Rudy Larisaw.
Yeah, we're going to do the show live at West HQ, Made by the Hill. It's Western Sydney's hottest social space. Absolutely get out there. We'll be there from 5 o'clock doing the show live from 6 o'clock. Come along, have a beer. And MG, the first 100 people who turn up,
they get a
burger.
Cheerburger. And look, another kicker. All proceeds going to Movember.
Yeah, and let's be clear. The first 98 people who turn up will get a cheerburger because you and I are claiming the first two.
Well, 97. Charlie wants one too.
Okay, so 97. All right, you've got to be one of the first 97 people to turn up to get one of the free burgers. we will be there, that's it, as we said, next
and a
Thursday.
Beer. And, the first,
we'll and give, a frothy as
and
well.
And we'll give you your first beer for free as well.
Next Thursday, Made by the Hill, Western Sydney's hottest social space at West HQ. Make sure you get there. Let's do this.
The Triple M Rush Hours.
Super Sluice, is it 6 to 1?
Best bet of the weekend.
MG, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if we should still be doing this segment. It's not going well. We are 1 from 5.
Yeah, I know, but you got to persist.
I don't know if you have to. Well, sometimes you just got to know when to walk away.
I think we started this segment with good intentions, and the ultimate goal was to try and raise some money for some charities, but at the moment we can't raise a dollar. But I think this week our fortunes are about to change because we've got an expert.
Yeah, let's be honest. You know, you've had a crack, I've had a crack, Jane Kennedy's had a dip, Josh Reynolds has had a crack, and it hasn't gone well for any of us. So we have decided to actually go to an expert, dip into the world, and bring in some racing royalty. The Grill Team's very own Emma Friedman. Emma, thank you for being prepared to, I guess, risk your reputation in this segment.
Yeah. Well, look, I feel for you guys because it sounds like you've been tipping over the Spring Carnival, which has been hard.
Yes.
It's been hard to find a winner.
Mm.
Thank you,
so
Freya.
I've got sympathy for you. But I've got a strategy this weekend.
Oh, that, I like this.
Okay, I'm not going to give you one. I'm going to give you three, but you've got to multi them up together, all right?
Jeez, wow. I love this.
I put some deep thought into this, okay?
Wow. Outstanding.
All right, so what I'll be doing and what you should be doing, hopefully, to make some money tomorrow, go to Sandown because that's where the quality racing is tomorrow. Still Spring Carnival time down in Melbourne.
Okay.
So I would be going in race 5, Kay Lister. She's a mare that's been building over the carnival. I'd be putting her in for the place at about $2.50.
Okay.
But it's not too bad a value.
Yeah.
You can go to win if you want, but I'd be going the place. I'd multi that up into race 6, which is the Sandown Stakes, number 850 Stars. He's a star on the rise, this horse who won at Flemington on Cup Day.
Yes, back
and
to...
then race 7 in the Sandown Guineas. I don't know you'll like this name, MG. Number 3, Ring-a-Ding-Ding.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a black colt who's also on the improve. So if you multi the place for Kay Lister, number 9 in race 5, number 8, which is 50 Stars in race 6, and number 3, Ring-a-Ding-Ding in race 7, you'll get about $16 in value.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
So if you had $10 on that, that's a nice little 160.
You know what? You've been the first to venture outside the win place realms. And, and I love it.
That's because I'm a desperate.
Talk about swinging for the fences. This is outstanding. I feel like we should have brought Emma in a lot sooner. So these, we're just going to run through those again. These are all at Sandown tomorrow.
Yep.
Sandown race 5, number 9, Quilista for the place.
Yes.
Yes.
Sandown race 6, number 8, 50 Stars for the win.
Yes.
Yes.
Sandown race 7, number 3, Ring-a-Ding-Ding for the win. And that will return you around $16. We might take a photo of that. Just to put up on our social, so listeners, because Emma, sometimes, you know, as we said, it's been pretty simple up until now.
Yeah, I'm a simple gal as well, guys. No. So I've had to write this out multiple times.
I love this. This is outstanding.
I will note as well that all trained by Darren Weir, who he's been in terrific form. And I think, you know, Sandow, the last kind of big meeting of the carnival, I just have a feeling that he's in for a big day.
And just quietly, Freo, the uncles have been going well of lately as well.
Yeah, we had Anthony on Stakes Day win with Santra and Elaine, and he was at about $10 or $11, yeah. So that was a nice profit last Saturday.
Yeah.
And then poor Uncle Richie with Aubrey in the cup, he just wasn't up to scratch, sadly. So,
Richie sounded a bit
hoarse. That as well.
Yeah. Excuse the pun again, but Richie sounded a little bit hoarse on cup day.
He was crook, MG. Losing his voice. I think he's got nodules and has to get them removed, poor guy.
Oh, wow. I think it's because he's been shouting about all the international horses coming down to Australia for the cup.
Yeah,
he hasn't been happy about that.
He might be going in to get them removed next week, the poor fella. So
we
joke about him probably having a few big nights, but I actually think it's a legit problem.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, our thoughts go out to Richard if he is going in to get that done.
Nodules, yes.
But our hopes and prayers are with Emma Friedman,
who
has bravely come on this show.
Your first multi.
Staked her horse racing reputation by giving us a multi for our best bet. Emma, thank you. We'll follow it with interest tomorrow in the racing, and then we'll hear you on Monday morning with the Triple M Girl Team.
Hashtag pray for Freo.
And as always, MG, we encourage people. We're having some fun here, but gamble responsibly.
Bet with your head not over it.
Absolutely. It's Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, a magical Australian sporting moment flashback.
Some shows have a way with words. Then,
poor. Very, very poor.
There's the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
If John Aloisi can score this goal, Australia will be there.
Are you sure?
Not sure to do my maths. 4-2.
4-2.
I can hardly
stand it. He wins it for us. John.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He wins it for us.
He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero.
Ah! 13 years ago to the day, John Aloisi's penalty to put Australia into the World Cup. It still gives me goosebumps, MJ.
Yeah, well, everyone can remember where they were. I remember vividly that year I broke my leg pretty badly. So in the January, so that November, I was still having dramas with it. So I had a few people over at my house watching the game and having a couple of ales. And you could hear the voice of the commentators, even how
Craig Foster Simon Hill there.
Craig Foster sounded very nervous.
Well, he asked Simon Hill to double check that if John Aloisi scored the penalty, are you sure this means we go through?
I know. So that was fantastic to hear that.
I was just talking with producer Charlie. Mark Schwarzer is, because of the just pure adrenaline after Aloisi scored the goal and he took off down the pitch with his top off and all, Mark Schwarzer's efforts almost go a bit underreported in that. His effort in that, I remember where I was in a pub at a Christmas party watching that on a big screen. You could hear a pin drop in the pub.
Mm.
And when Schwarzer saved those penalties, it was mayhem.
What, who were you working for?
I was working for a surf store, MJ. I had hair down on my shoulders.
What, you were 20, about 20 then?
Yeah, 13 years ago. Yeah, I would have been 21.
Now look at you.
I know.
Where's that hair gone?
Well, it's going backwards.
You're looking more like me every day.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Shout out to John Aloisi. We know he listens. Mark Schwarzer too. Yes. We know he listens as well.
Oh, he's a regular.
MG, guess what we're doing next?
Blankety Blanks.
So you know it.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, good to see you hydrating there, because we've got a big Sunday coming up.
Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You, me, producer Charlie, who's joined us in studio, Digital Tony.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. It's going to be one of them experiences that we're not used to. On Monday, we won't be able to walk.
There's a little bit of nervous energy about this as well, because, you know, we're not quite sure who can...
No, do what?
Who can do what. We're going to find out on Sunday. It's going to be a proving ground. We'll have all the socials covering it at Rush Hour Triple M. If you're not following us on our Instagram, make sure you jump on. There'll be some interesting photos, to say the least. MG, producer Charlie has joined us in studio.
Oh, my favourite
segment. It's time to do this. Sporting blankety blanks. Well, at some point we'll pay the TV shows that we stole this from.
Blankety Blanks, Graham Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm saying we'll pay them for it eventually.
Funniest show of all time. If you haven't done it, go to YouTube, type in Blankety Blanks, and you will laugh your insides out.
All right, so producer Charlie has got some sporting sentences, some propositions for us with some blank words. We need to insert the word we think best applies. Producer Charlie, take it away.
That is correct. MG, we'll start off with you.
Okay.
South are blank if they don't sign John Sutton.
South are crazy if they don't sign John Sutton. He has been an ornament to the game, an ornament to South Sydney, and he's fulfilled his potential. And I think he deserves at least another 12 months from South Sydney.
Does his form warrant it?
Of course it does. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think's holding them back, without knowing? Do you think is that purely financial?
I think so. Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think John Sutton he'd say, I want this figure. South are another figure. And if they can meet in the middle, hopefully.
Do you think, and this is purely hypothetical, do you think the coaching situation will have an impact on it? Because if Anthony Seibold is going to coach this year, or next 2019, would he want John Sutton? Whereas if Bennett takes over, maybe he doesn't want John Sutton if it's only going to be for a year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, Bennett's flying back a little bit early. This weekend we should have it resolved, so by Monday we should know a lot more.
Okay.
Okay, then Liam. Blank is the best Socceroo of all time.
Tim Cahill.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be upset if people wanted to mount arguments for
Harry Kewell
or Mark Schwarzer.
Yeah.
I think Mark Schwartz's longevity between the posts is a testament. So, but I think it's cut and dry with Tim Cahill, who I believe we may be speaking to him next week. Socceroos playing this weekend, and they've got something of a farewell game against Lebanon next week at ANZ Stadium. So we may be speaking to Aussie Tim early next week.
Should be happening on Monday, Liam.
Oh, is that confirmation, producer?
That should be confirmed, I'm going to confirm it. Tim Kay will be on the show Monday.
Oh, bang.
Oh, look at you go. Back yourself in, brother.
Trent Merrin's career in the NRL, MG, was blank.
Ooh. Trent Merrin's career in the NRL was fruitful. Above average, he won a comp, he played for Australia, and he played for New South Wales. I don't know whether he fulfilled the vast amount of potential that he had, but to say that you play for your country and your state and you won a comp, that's a trifecta. You can't get any better. And to go to the Super League on a big payday, I wish him all the best.
Very well said.
This one's for both of you. We'll start off with you, Liam. The Australian sport under the most pressure is blank.
You've got to say rugby union. MG, sorry if I've taken your answer there.
That's right.
Rugby union, I mean, they're taking on Italy this weekend, and we'll get to the selection in a moment. But the season they've had from a national level, the troubles that the domestic competition is having in attracting fans. It's Raylene Castle and her team have got a big, big job ahead of them before next year's World Cup.
Can't say much more. Yeah, look, this game against Italy, like when we used to beat Italy, I know Craig Gower played for my ex-teammate at Penrith, played a few test matches for Italy in rugby union, and Australia used to beat Italy when he was, like, back in the day by 50 points.
Was it because Craig Gower was playing?
No. Well, that tells you about the strength of Italy union when Gowie walked straight into him from like rugby league career at the standoff. But, look, I think if Italy beats us on this week, Italy beats Australia this weekend, it's one of our darkest days ever.
Could happen as well in Europe. Could happen. And finally, boys, the sports person we will all be talking about on Monday is blank.
I'm going to say Moses Henriques. He's just we spoke to Brad Haddon at the start of the show. He mentioned, and we saw today how Moses got 150. He's been very open with his battle with depression. This could be a real good story, you know, fighting back. I think he's 30, 31. You know, as far as potential goes, this guy was always spoken about in very high regard about our next Australian captain. If he's got the battle with his demons out of the way, and he's starting to hit runs, this could be one of the real feel-good stories of the summer. And if he backs it up with another big innings on the weekend, I think his name will be the one we're talking about on Monday.
I think we're going to be speaking about Martin Boyle. I think we're going to be speaking about Aussie Martin Boyle, who we're going to get to it next because Graham Arnold has spoken today. But yeah, I think we're going to be speaking about our Scotsman, MG.
Groundkeeper Willie.
Groundkeeper. All right, that was Blankety Blanks.
I love it.
I enjoyed it again. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
And if you, you're playing at home, and if you've got any Blankety Blank sentences, yeah, send them in to us.
Get them involved at Rush Hour Triple M on our socials, or you can send us through an email, therushhour@triplem.com.au.
Love it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we're almost done for the week.
Yeah, it goes quick, doesn't it? I mean, this year's gone quick. To think that this is our, five shows to go now until our Christmas break.
Mm. Well, before we do go, though, we've got some national team sporting news to update. There's a bit of the Socceroos are taking on Korea Republic this weekend.
First time on the Gold Coast, yeah.
Wallabies are taking on... this is Socceroos playing up in Brazil.
Oh, that's right.
You're thinking of the T20 game. The cricketers
so
taking
much
on
so much
South
sport.
Africa
wow.
at Metricon Stadium for the first time. We spoke to Brad Haddon earlier in the show. But the Socceroos, let's start with them first. They take on Korea at Suncorp Stadium up in Brisbane tomorrow. 6:50pm kickoff, that's 7:50pm Sydney time. And we've spoken about Scottish Aussie Martin Boyle, who we love dearly on this show.
He's going to be our new cult figure.
Yeah, we think, because never set foot in the country before he arrived for this this game against Korea.
Yeah.
Graham Arnold spoke about the possibility of him getting a run this weekend.
I've still got to decide on the starting lineup, but tomorrow night there is a possibility of making 6 subs in a friendly game. So Martin has fit into the group perfectly. He sang that national anthem so well. I think he knows it better than Cruzy does, but, he's fit into the group perfectly, so I expect that you'll see some game time from him.
We've actually got some audio of Martin Boyle singing the anthem.
My retirement, Greece! No!
You thieving Greece pundits! I'll kill ya!
Few words wrong, but he was close. Good on you, Boyle, for having an attempt.
Honestly, though...
That's a broad-beat moonlit night tonight party.
The moment he gets subbed onto the ground, I'll be behind him 100%.
Of course.
And I think we'll be talking about him Monday morning. I think he's going to score a goal.
Look, we've had our say. I had my say, and I said, come on, man, it's impossible to play someone in our national team who has never set foot in our country. It's a blight on the game, and it's unfair to those young blokes who have been busting their ass for a long time to get it. But if Soccer Australia allow it, what are we to say?
Yeah, you're right. And Adam Peacock from Fox Sports, who knows his football very, very well, likes the selection, thinks it's exactly what Australia need. The other international taking place over the weekend, the Wallabies taking on Italy. This is early Sunday morning, Sydney time. Michael Checker has named 2 debutants for this game against Italy. It's taking place in Padova. Jake Gordon will start at scrum half, and 18-year-old Jordan Pataia will start on the wing. And it's this young man, Jordan Pataia, that I'm interested in, MG.
Young Regionville man, young out Penrith way.
He's a rising superstar. He was only finishing high school this time last year. He played for the Queensland Reds and starred in the Super Rugby comp. But what's remarkable about this is he's getting a start on the wing. Israel Folau is his childhood hero.
That makes you feel old, doesn't it?
And is he shifted to fullback to accommodate this kid? Well, fullback's his preferred position, but it's remarkable to think you've got this 18-year-old who grew up idolising the man who he's now going to share the field with.
Oh, look, I think it's about time in the same breath, but aren't we bringing back Adam Ashley Cooper?
Yeah. Adam Ashley Cooper is
what, 38?
42 years of age? No, look, we wish the Wallabies the best, and here's hoping we are celebrating a win for both the Socceroos and the Wallabies.
Oh, of course.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And also we're celebrating you and I not having any broken legs on Monday.
Mate, don't say that.
Why?
Touch wood now.
There's no wood in the studio, mate.
My head. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay around him, Sydney.